The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly is with me, our technology correspondent, for another tech takeover. Too long didn't read, TLDR. What is it this week, Jess?
This week, it's budget related, but it's not about the budget. So everyone can take a breath for a few minutes. But in amongst the detail, you may have seen there was €9 million allocated to phone-free schools.
Yes. Now, we actually talked about this right at 4 o'clock today with some teachers who are a bit upset. But lots of people listening now won't know what we're talking about. What was this 9 million for?
This was for essentially Yonder pouches. So as I'm sure people are aware, there's been a lot of work being done over the last little while to try and keep secondary schools in particular phone free. Some schools took it off their own bat, I suppose, to try and introduce what are called Yonder pouches. These little pouches that you put your phone in and they are magnetically sealed until the end of the day. And then as you're leaving, you scan off a magnet and you take your phone back out. If you've been to a comedy gig in the last number of years, chances are you'll have seen them. Some musicians utilise them at their gigs as well. They're a little bit controversial because they're essentially saying we don't trust you to not be on your phone, particularly when you're talking to adults, right? We don't trust you to be able to go through a comedy gig without taking out the phone, so we're going to confiscate them from you. Some people love them, some people hate them, some people just think, fair enough, whatever. But in schools, I suppose, and like as you were talking about earlier in the show, there's a few different vantage points on this. First one is, studies show that when the phones are locked away, the attention span is better, right?
Yeah.
It kind of evens the playing field because not every child has a smartphone. But on the other side of that, I suppose parents are the ones buying the phone.
Yeah.
Parents are the ones letting the kids take the phone to school.
Mm-hmm.
I was in school. I left secondary school, I think, in 2007. And there was no phones allowed. You know, if we had mobile phones in school, the policy was, and it was written in our deal and in our diaries, you're not allowed to have your phone on campus or out and about when you're on campus. So why are we now spending €9 million?
This is a great question. So I was actually, not unrelated to the budget, I was talking to Pat Murphy, who's the principal in the community school in Castlecomer a few weeks ago about this. And he said, how he put it to me was, I can't understand why we're making this so complicated. We just have a ban on phones. And if we see the phone, we take it. Yeah. And then they get it back at the end of the week.
This seems like a technological solution to a technological problem to say that they've done something. Whereas it comes down to, it's like every other aspect. We've spoken about parenting in the digital age so many times. This is another example of it. And now, rather than things being addressed in the home, the taxpayer is paying for every single child in secondary school to have one of these Yonder pouches. The other thing that I've seen online, and as in I've seen students doing it, some kids are bringing a magnet to school to open the Yonder pouch.
Or a burner phone. Like they're in the
get
wire.
Away.
Like they're Avon Barksdale.
But so I feel like this entire thing has frustrated me no end. And I'm not saying that this is something that, you know, teachers aren't doing enough to police this. This isn't a teacher issue. This isn't a school issue. This is, you are giving your child a smartphone. No child comes out of the womb holding a smartphone. It is up to parents to set boundaries and guidelines and all the rest. And I think that the money being spent on these Yonder pouches, yes, it's a nifty little solution. But I just think it's wasteful, in my opinion. I think when you look at other areas that money could have been spent, I find it deeply frustrating. And I do think that it's one of those things that could have been massively avoided. But it just seems like some people like the idea and ran with it.
All right. Well, they are coming, apparently. What'd you say, €9 million?
Yes, indeed.
087-1400-106. If you're a parent who has imposed a ban at home and in school, if you are a teacher, if you've got a view on it, if you've tried to impose a ban and it hasn't worked, if you've reached for a technological solution to a technological problem, I'd love to hear from you. Like I say, 087-1400-106. Jess, what is your tech tip this week?
Watch out.
Okay.
For
right.
The Free Now technology fee.
Free Now is the taxi service.
Yeah. So I don't drive, right? I'm so reliant on public transport and taxis to get to A to B and back again. If and when you're able to get a taxi, particularly in Dublin City Centre at the moment, very, very difficult. You may see, if you're using the Free Now app, a prompt to get a priority taxi, for which there'll be a higher fee. That means that your job gets bumped to the top of the queue and drivers are more likely to come and get you next.
Okay.
And then at the end
of just poor people wait longer for taxis.
Essentially, yeah.
Isn't that the consequence?
Essentially, yes. Yeah. But then once you get your taxi, having waited at the end, a friend of mine this morning got a taxi from where we are here in Diggs Lane to Amien Street. So not that far away.
Okay, over near Connolly.
The taxi was €11.60.
Yep.
And the Free Now technology fee was €8.
Ah, stop the lights. What?
€8. And this is not the high demand fee. And
what is it? What's the technology fee?
Can I explain it to you now?
Yes.
Right? Okay, so it says here now that where it is, so the value of the fee for a specific order will vary, cool, and be influenced on several factors, which may include transportation method ordered by the passenger, the time for which a passenger ordered a ride, marking conditions at the time of placing the order, and slash or other factors, which is as clear
and
as
slash
remote.
Or other factors, or basically anything we feel like.
It's a load of womp. They say that the fee is going towards ensuring we can continue to invest technology improvements, allowing the extension of Free Now products offering for passengers. And I know I sound like a cranky wagon wheel today, and I am, and I do not apologise. This, to me, makes no sense. If you're trying to, we know that there's a taxi shortage.
Yeah.
We know that the drivers are under huge pressure from insurance, from all those other different bits and pieces, and you're taking extra moolah and you're investing it into your technology. The technology is fine. It's the drivers that need the money. I think this is really frustrating. I think as taxi fees go up, when we're getting into Christmas party season and all the rest, this is going to be problematic for a lot of people. But just be wary of it before you book. Don't forget that there are alternatives out there. Uber, Bolt, there's a few different apps in the market. But just go in eyes wide open because it's a lot of money.
Sorry, you'd want your head examined if you're going to give any business to Free Now if they are charging €8 on an €11 ride.
I just
as
find
a
it
technology
really
fee.
Frustrating. It made no sense to me.
Anyway, what is your tech wreck this week?
Okay. So I am in some WhatsApp groups with my nieces and nephews, friends and parents, you know, all that kind of, it's a pain in the face. But
you're not a fan of WhatsApp groups?
I cannot stand it.
Love a WhatsApp group. Set one up last night for a holiday to Mozambique in 2026.
There's so much we could unpack there, but we won't. But if you are in those WhatsApp coordination groups, whether it is for a holiday in 2026, good for you. Whether it is for GAA training,
Maputo,
filming, whatever it is, set up. I don't know if you guys have this at home in the Cuddihys. Do you have a household calendar, a shared Google calendar?
We do, Jess.
You are so ready. To you. Go
we
on.
Use Timetree. As
very
our household
good.
Calendar. So, yeah, as you can see there, all the different...
Oh, it's colour-coded as well.
Yeah, everybody's got their own colour. Oh, two new updates there.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah,
well, so everybody needs to be like the Cuddihys, essentially, is the message here. Because I do think when it comes to things like extracurricular activities for kids...
10-mile run that we're doing in November just has been entered.
That's he is so unbearable as a human.
Yeah.
Anyway, put everything in, whether that is, you know, if Gaelic training's on a Tuesday, put a marker in the calendar on the Monday for somebody to pack the bag with the boots and the socks and all the bits. I'm seeing so many frustrated people already with all the extra curricular activities that are going on. People are forgetting different bits and pieces. Set up a calendar, a shared calendar, like Kieran's family has done, and it will take a lot of the stress out of it for you.
Jez Kelly, our technology correspondent, as always, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.